Liberal Party tensions have erupted following the Prime Minister's move to parachute Warren Mundine into the New South Wales marginal seat of Gilmore. The former ALP National President will now be the Liberal candidate for the marginal seat after the party's state executive overturned the Liberal rank-and-file pre-selection of local real estate agent Grant Shiltz.
I think Warren Mundine's a top bloke. I think Warren Mundine's got a lot to offer, and he's already been offering quite a bit, and been a friend of Warren for some time. I think he's a great bloke.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison yesterday singing the praises of Warren Mundine ahead of a formal announcement expected this morning. Grant Shiltz, who's the one who's been pushed aside for Warren Mundine, says he will now contest the South Coast seat as an independent. Grant Shiltz, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you.
Well, the PM says Warren Mundine's a great bloke, a top bloke. How do you think the voters in Gilmore will view their new Liberal candidate?
I'm sure he is a top bloke. As to the view of that fellow being parachuted into the seat of Gilmore, I think the Prime Minister has made a grave error of judgment.
Why?
He's not from this area. He's not even a member of the party, as I recall. So he's also ignored the democratic process of the very party he's a member of, that he's the leader of.
He is a long-time Indigenous leader. He has a strong national profile. He's a strong communicator. Shouldn't the best person available be pre-selected?
It should be the best person made by the branches and then ultimately at the poll by the electorate. It's not about the individual and personal whims or choices of those that do not represent the electorate. It should be about those that represent the electorate.
Should it, or should it be about winning, maintaining government in this case?
Look, I'd say, Fran, you've probably hit the single issue right in the head there. I think all parties have failed to address, to focus and to represent their electorates, instead focused only on what they perceive to be winning and their own internal politics. And I think that is probably the single biggest issue with all major parties at the moment. When I stood forward,
aren't you guilty of such a crime yourself? I mean, Ansud Marlis, who was the sitting member, was representing the community, had done for some time, and you challenged her for pre-selection. You're responsible for her no longer being the member.
Oh, no, not at all, Fran. I gave the branches a choice. I offered a choice. She also pre-selected. I didn't disendorse her. Absolutely not. I gave both the Liberal Party branches and the electorate a choice of who they wanted to, and I'll use the words of the Prime Minister, the best available representative. Anne chose herself to withdraw. I would have been quite happy for Anne to go to the pre-selection process. It's unfortunate she didn't, but nonetheless, that was her choice and her choice alone.
In your view, why were you dumped, and what's the biggest crime here? Is it the fact that the rank and file pre-selection was overturned, or is it that you're being replaced by somebody who was a former president of the Labor Party?
Look, I think there's a number of issues here. Politics is all about democracy. It's about representation. My biggest issue here is that the electorate, yet again, is being ignored. The will of the electorate, and indeed the will of the representative, the Liberal representatives in that electorate, the branch members, the rank and file, the people that are in touch and a part of this community, made a choice. They made an absolutely clear and equivocal choice when they pre-selected me on the 12th of December. I was voted in 42-8. They could have voted no to my pre-selection. Clearly,
well, you weren't standing against Ansud Marlis at that point.
That's correct. They were quite within their rights to vote no to my pre-selection. It was a yes or no vote. Do you accept Grant Shiltz as the candidate?
Was there anyone else in that contest?
No, but they can vote yes or no.
Well, they couldn't say no, then they wouldn't have had anybody.
So they open up the pre-selection. If they didn't think I was the best candidate for Gilmore, they would have voted no. Simple as that, Fran. Simple as that. It's what Aussies do. Aussies do. They give people a fair go. I was given a fair go.
But if you were the only candidate for the December pre-selection, you sort of were the Stephen Bradbury candidate there.
Well, if you like.
And so your party has said, well, we can do better than that. Well, is that the hard truth that you have to face?
No, not at all. The state executive, who don't live in this area, who don't work in this area, who don't know the people in this area, who haven't listened to the rank and file, who haven't listened to the branches, made a decision that absolutely confounds me and political commentators across this country. I'm at a loss. I just simply want to stand up and fight for the people of Gilmore, which has been my intent from many, many years ago. In fact, going back as far as 2012, I'm here for the people of Gilmore. I'm not here for a faction. I'm not here for self-interest. I'm here for them.
Well, Warren Mundine apparently wants to be there for the people of Gilmore too. Do you think it might work for him and for the Liberal Party, for the government, to bring in an outsider, someone who's sort of seen as outside the machinations of political machines and factional wrangling?
Well, look, I think there's a very long, well-established history of disaster for people that are parachuted into electorates. Not only that, it was all about the political machine, and that's the issue. It's about the political machine and not about the good people I'm representing as an independent. It's got nothing to do with them, and therein lies the problem.
It's 13 past 8. Our guest is the dumped Liberal candidate for Gilmore, now independent, it would seem, Grant Shiltz. Grant Shiltz, did you see this coming? You were pre-selected in December, but the state executive didn't sign off on you. Did you smell a rat?
Look, I did. We were highly suspicious. Look, I was highly suspicious during the campaign when Anne was still on board. She didn't withdraw until September 17, I think, or thereabouts. To be honest, they didn't support Anne either. As she said prior to September 17, this should have been resolved months ago. She was treated most poorly, and I don't blame her for withdrawing from the process. They did not support her. They did not resolve the issue. Had they have done so earlier, it would have been done properly. This is something that I had no control over. I simply wanted to offer a choice to the people of Gilmore, and in the first instance in that pre-selection, to the rank and file branch and party members, a choice of who they thought was the best chance of winning the next federal election. Simple as that. That choice was not afforded to them. And I don't believe, to be perfectly honest, that Anne Sued Marlis was treated fairly either. Absolutely agree.
When you were pre-selected in December, did anyone ring and congratulate you from the state executive or the prime minister? Or did you have, were you suspicious that the party was not behind you?
No, absolutely. I was suspicious long before they announced, four announced almost the actions with Warren Mundine in that November poll. I was highly suspicious. Even in September, August, September, it was most unusual for the most marginal seat in New South Wales and one of the top three most marginal seats in this nation to have been ignored for so long. They should have been decisive. They should have showed leadership. And they should have had a pre-selection within a month of the poll closing on nominations closing on the 25th of May last year.
It's been reported this morning that the Prime Minister had Warren Mundine in mind for this seat in December, that he urged Philip Ruddock to or instructed the executive to go slow on the signing off. Did you have any sense of that? Did anyone mention the name Warren Mundine to you?
Oh, not until November when that poll was undertaken, but I certainly knew there was something highly suspicious underway. As I said, it had dragged on for so long. They got rid of Anne. Anne withdrew. And then they tried to starve me out, I suppose you could call it, by branches, and indeed the people of Gilmore kept at me to stand firm that they wanted me, that they wanted someone who would represent their community, and I stood firm for that reason and that reason alone. But I certainly knew there was something going on in the background. I didn't know what until, yesterday.
How good a Liberal are you, though, if you can so easily say, I'm going to run against you, I'm going to run as an independent?
Because it's not about me. It's not about a faction. It's not about a party. It is about representation. It is about those people, the forgotten people, that have been completely overlooked in this instance and more broadly in politics. It's about representation. It's something that I've done all my life, my community. I've worked on projects such as the Princess Highway. I'm driving safety issues and improvements. Charity events. I've worked on Cancer Outpatients Appeal.
Okay.
I worked to purchase a school. It's what I do. It's what I've always done and what I'll continue to do, even if I'm not in politics. I'll be there.
We've heard former Liberal MP Bob Baldwin say that you're unelectable in Gilmore. Obviously, the presence of an independent, it could help or hinder the Liberal vote. Will you give your preferences to the Liberal candidate?
I'll be looking at my preferences. It's very early days yet, and I haven't even really given that great consideration. We don't know what, if any, other parties or independents will be running, and I'll be looking at that further down the track. As to Mr. Baldwin, look, I respect his view, and it's his view. I'm here for the people of Gilmore. It's as simple as that, and I'll fight the people of Gilmore. And I'd, in fact, challenge anyone to say that I'm not standing up for people. I could have stayed with the Liberal Party. It comes with a lot of support with that. And if they're not going to support me, they're not going to support the electorate.
Okay, just briefly and finally, we're out of time, but since you've made your announcement that you will now, obviously you've voiced your disappointment, you're going to run as an independent, have you had many Liberal Party members coalesce around you, say they'll support you?
Absolutely, many. It's
Many 100?
Numerous. I'm still trying to work my way through several hundred text messages that I got from 5 o'clock yesterday onwards. So haven't stopped, and I've responded to probably over 100. I'm still working my way through it. So many of those were Liberal Party members. They were Liberal supporters and Liberal voters. In fact, there were Labor voters, Green voters, members of those parties that also said they'd support me. This is not just about the Liberal Party. It's about the community that I want to represent.
Do you think Liberals will win Gilmore?
Well, look, I think, quite frankly, putting aside what's happened in the last 24 hours, it was always going to be a huge challenge, and I think what's happened has made that far more difficult, far more complex. It's not a simple matter, and you can't take country people for granted. They'll put up with being ignored, they'll put up with being forgotten, but in this case, they've had enough. They want to be represented, and rightly so, and I'm stepping up to represent them, and I won't ever, ever apologise for that.
Grant Shilts, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Fran.
Grant Shilts was the pre-selected candidate for Gilmore, now independent. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:18.